What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Dustin in New Jersey. And Dustin, just take it away.
Chemtrail. We're at a time like this, people calling in with chemtrails. Come on now, man. Jesus. Did you, Mike, did you talk about, I missed the first 15 minutes of your show. I apologize. Don't beat me too hard. But the New York daily death toll reaches third straight record at 700. That's a lot of freaking people per day.
That is a lot of people.
But, I mean, that Sebastian from Sweden, God bless you, man. Stay away from freaking people. The reason why they're taking people out of ICUs in Sweden, because they're filling up in Sweden. The Sweden's in bad shape. You're going to open up the economy in Sweden and Austria at this moment in time? Are you crazy? Mike, I could see if people, I said it the other day, if people have masks and gloves, that's one thing. But do you know the reason why, like, if, I don't know, I mean, there's so many numbers out there, right? There's so many speculation of, like, this theoretical mapping of the numbers. But, I mean, what happens if New York and New Jersey, the whole East and West Coast didn't shut down? The numbers would be a hell of a lot higher, and it's a numbers game, and you know it would be a hell of a lot higher if you didn't lock down anything, you know? That listener who called in talking about the bars are well, yeah, man, the bars can pack a lot of people in. I mean, you, Mike, did you see that video on Judge Report showing, like, if you cough in an aisle, how it can spread?
Yes, I saw that. You can cough across two whole aisles, and it just hangs there in the air for several minutes.
Yep. Because of the micron size of the water droplets coming out of your mouth. And even when you talk, you talk to somebody in the store, it's coming out, folks. Don't talk to nobody in the store. Just go, and that's it. Get your stuff and get out. Because, Mike, they did that. Remember that I called in about the study in China where the guy got on the bus in a different province, and that guy was sick. He got the whole bus sick, so it can travel more than, that was the whole thing. Remember, it can travel more than 20-something feet. It ain't just six feet, folks. And, Mike, you know what's scary? Like, it's hitting Africa, which is a warmer weather, but in the warmer weather, you use air conditioning, right? Like in the stores. Doesn't that actually blow it around?
Yes.
You know, like air. That's
ceiling,
you know, that's
fans,
another. Yeah.
You know, any kind of fan, anything that moves the air around.
I just don't see how they can get the economy. I mean, like I said, if they have masks and gloves, they can put people back to work. But until that, it'd be Groundhog Day. You're just repeating the cycle. You know, like you can't. That's why I was always for Trump coming on national TV and doing a national close down of everything. Everything. National Guard on the streets. I hate to say it because I'm a patriot, even though people don't think I am. Even though I live in New Jersey, I mean, I'm for small government. I don't like open borders and crap. But I mean, in order to do this right, you got to seal everything, get people masks and gloves, and then slowly bring the economy back. You just can't blatantly say, "Well, only a couple thousand old people died. Let's bring the economy back." If you look at the numbers and just look at the numbers without actually think about it, like how many would the numbers be if you just didn't have a lockdown, you know, and that's the whole reason why they're doing a lockdown, to slowly, what did they say, 50% people going to get it, and there'd be 20% who got really bad health risk from that. But it's not just old people. That's a myth. It's people who are obese, who smoke, and other health ailments, but that's like half of America, right? I mean, there's a lot of people with some health issues in this country. And
yes. You
don't know what health issues you have. You know, Mike, I talk to people, oh, I got the best immune system and all that. How do you know your immune system can fight this thing? You don't. You don't. And you want to take the chance, you know? And that's the whole thing with the bars. Like, do you want to go to a bar with 50 people in it? And that one person in that bar, could be one person in that bar that can spread it. And you might not get sick, but you'll bring it home. And then when you go to work, you'll bring it to work. That's the issue here. You know, it's not that this is a hoax or not a hoax, but you got to keep that in mind. You know, because you can be inadvertently spreading it, because you might not get sick. You don't really feel that you're getting sick, but it's in your system. And that's the problem. And like I said, Mike, I don't think it's a hoax, because why would Russia and China and Iran go along with it? You know, was it a bioweapon? Maybe. Was it a natural phenomenon? Maybe. But is it fake? I doubt it. You know, unless all these numbers from around the world are fake, including Iran and Russia, which I doubt. You know,
yes.
You know, by the way, Russia's numbers have gone up. Did you see that?
Yes.
So, I mean, why would Russia go along with the fraud? Why would Putin go along with the fraud? You know? And I don't know if you heard this.
There's no question that there's a real virus out there, and people are really getting sick, and people are really dying. People are seizing on the initial predictions, the very dire predictions, which are not panning out, and saying, you know, that it was all a hoax. Well, you know, maybe those initial numbers were deliberately overstated so that when the real final numbers came in at much lower, they could say, see, we were successful in dealing with this.
This is true. That might be. Never let a good crisis go to waste. Rahm Emanuel, right? Like, everybody will take advantage. Even Trump will take advantage to their own political gain. You know, Nancy Pelosi, all the rest of the crew, Republican, Democrat, up, down, left, right. But Mike, like I said, back to where I said, what happens if we didn't have a lockdown? Especially on the East and West Coast. Majority of the people who live in the country are on the East and West Coast. The numbers would be worse. That's just, I mean, if you look at the numbers coming out, that's just a fact. If there was just no lockdown, because we got a lot more people than Sweden has, and like I said, Sweden's in bad shape. I mean, they're going to be hurting, you know, because I don't know what do you know the demographics of Sweden? Like, what's the population of the young versus the old, or health?
No, I don't. They
probably eat healthier than us. That's for sure, right?
Probably.
I think the East doesn't, like, the Europe, like, they're kind of healthier than the United States, don't you think, in terms of, like,
yes.
I don't know what, well, except for Italy. I know they have smoking, and but, I mean, we have a lot of health problems in the United States, you know, but, like, but again, Mike, I look, these numbers, yeah, they could be exaggerated or under-reported also, because remember, this started probably before they even were telling us it started. So those people who died weren't registered. But then on the other hand, they can register people who died of the coronavirus that died of other ailments. So it's both ends of the spectrum, you know. We don't really know. There's a lot of political crap going on and this or that. But, I mean, but doesn't mean you should be, I said it again, street smart. You know, if somebody, Mike, I went to Walmart yesterday. I think I told you. The dude was, the employee, no gloves, no mask, coughing like crazy.
Yeah.
I was hitting the machine to get out of the store, and I had a mask and gloves on. You know, I got an N100. But still, it scares the crap out of you. None of these stores can supply masks and gloves to people. Like, you know, I don't understand. And
well,
then, Mike,
We were at Walmart earlier today, and a lot of the store employees were wearing masks, but it's very obvious they're providing their own.
Isn't that sad? Walmart probably has a problem procuring them, right? Like, at this point, I would think.
It may be.
Yeah.
I mean, if you look at how many employees Walmart, you know, as a national concern has, they probably just threw up their hands and said, we can't find enough.
Mike, how many registers are actually open, and how many robot registers? I counted two registers open. The rest were all the robot registers where you got to scan your own items. Did you notice that?
Yeah, I noticed that. I won't use those scan your own registers because, you know, you got to put people to work here. I think today, and the store wasn't that particularly busy, I think there were four human checkout registers in operation. And, of course, there's a little mark on the floor 6 feet apart, you know, to do the line there. And we got in and got out as quickly as we could. And, yes, all the robot registers were open, but I won't use those.
And, Mike, before I get off the phone, the gentleman called yesterday, says I don't want nobody getting in my way of smoking a stogie on my deck, playing golf, whatever. Nobody's telling you you can't go to the liquor store or the store or smoking a stogie on your deck, drinking a six-pack of whatever you want, or sake or whiskey or vodka. The whole point is they don't want you going to an area that has 100 people in it, okay? Because that's how this thing spreads, you know? Times three, times three, times three. Now, you cannot believe it, but you might believe it. So, I mean, you still got to use street smarts. You know, you just can't be willy-nilly say, well, I'm going to go to a bar with 50 people. Come on. And, you know, Mike, all these bars are getting fined. Doesn't matter what
yes.
state, right? Yeah, they're all getting, because they don't want a majority of people going there and just doing what they do. Hey, man, be your own party. Stay home. Drink a six-pack. Have your own, you know, cigars and whatever ready and watch a movie. Play a game, you know, play cards or a board game or something. But, I mean, come on, man. I mean, I don't know, Mike. Have a good night, okay?
All right, thanks an awful lot. We're going to switch over to Andy in Texas. Hello, Andy. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind today?
Well, hey, Mike. I don't want to be the burden of bad news, but let's look at what's going on here. So many people have overthrown the idea of this coronavirus being a pandemic the way they're saying it. And yet, we still have these draconian measures coming in. So, and there's a lot of us, okay, the lemmings, they all believe that this, and please don't cut me off. There's a lot of these lemmings out there that actually believe there's something going on here as far as a disease goes. And if you read into the COVID-19, even by Dr. Fauci's New England Journal of Medicine findings and stuff, the death rate to this thing is 0.1. So having said that, they've given us all these clues to realize that this is perhaps they're overplaying this and whatnot. But they're all in because they showed to us that this is possibly, yes, COVID-19 is something, but it's not what they're saying it is. But they're all in, and people have discovered it. I mean, all the networks that I'm looking at and whatnot are coming up with the same idea. The same doctors are showing up saying the same thing. And could that be a play? I don't know. But having said that, there's no turning back now. So you got these Dr. Fauci's and the head of the St. Louis Federal Reserve Bank and stuff talking about we got to go into people's houses and get those, because we put them all in their houses. Now we got to go in and get the people in the houses that are infected. And I think that's going to be rounding up all the people who are deniers to this because we're undesirables. And so having said all that, they can't walk this back now. Okay, the trust of the government, even if they do walk it back and all these lemmings that don't believe in what most of us who have researched it found out, they can't walk it back because it'll take us forever to get these people to understand it, all these lemmings and whatnot. But this is a big move by the New World Order, and I know you're aware of that, and chemtrails, whatever, and whatnot, but I think Dustin is, he's playing into the problem. No offense to Dustin, really love listening to the guy, but I think he's playing into the problem. The problem is not this COVID-19. The problem is the U.S. government and its overreach, and all of a sudden we have Dr. Fauci and Bill Gates running the entire show. And what's the number one thing Bill Gates wants to do? He wants to vaccine us all. Okay, and we already know the prognosticity of a vaccine. We already know that things are linked to it, like autism and whatnot. And this guy wants to vaccinate everybody and or have a piece of paper that states that either you're not infected or you have been vaccinated, just to maintain work now. And they're also moving in on a digital currency and whatnot, which could be any number of things. I've heard several different things that are going on with this digital currency. And let's not forget that most people are already using digital currency with their bank cards and whatnot. So this is not a far step from that. And so, I mean, I'm a cash guy. I do work for cash. You don't pay me cash, you don't pay me. I don't work. It's done. And so look at all the people that are going to be at a disadvantage to this. Cab drivers won't get a tip unless they got a little card in there. They can slide your card and take $2 off your thing or whatever. Or the strip joints, stuff like that. So society's never going to get back to what it was. So And I keep hearing a lot of your callers that keep saying that, when this is over, no, this is not over. This is the New World Order, in my opinion only, I'm not an advertiser here. This is it. They have no choice but to keep going forward with this. Even those people who disclose that this is what they're doing, even if there's a million of us, it doesn't matter. There's 350 other million people that have an entire different idea. And I've seen the ecstaticness here. And I'm not actually in Texas. I'm in California. I said that before on the phone. And California is the hub. Okay, these people are bringing down, they're giving $1,000 fines for people hanging out on the beach by themselves. Nobody to give the COVID virus to. They're giving them $1,000. They're couples sitting in the car down at the beach in the parking lot talking. They're giving them $1,000 tickets. And up to 90 days in jail. Some of them are saying a year in jail. So, I mean, this has gone way too far. And those of us who have done the research, looked at the Dr. Fauci's, listened to the Dr. Kaufman's, and there's a strew of other doctors that are saying the same thing, that this virus, they're calling it a flu virus. It's COVID-19. There was COVID-18. There was COVID-17. There was COVID-16. But for some reason, COVID-19 is the novel coronavirus. And I just don't see what is going on here, other than the fact that this is a major takeover of our country. I don't know what else to look at it at as far as... Go ahead.
I was going to say, I'd like to roll back here to this idea of the cashless society, because frankly, those plastic cards can carry the virus particles as easily as currency can. But I think the solution to that, without becoming a totally cashless society, is I think it's time for the United States to adopt polymer notes the way that Canada and Australia have, because those can be sterilized and cleaned very easily.
Didn't you say that the American money system, they were putting in herbicides or virus protection, that they were sprayed with it? Didn't you say that a while back?
It's part of the formula of the paper that the notes are printed on. There's a bacteriostatic chemical in there. But how effective it is against the virus, we don't know. But the polymer notes, I mean, they last longer. They're certainly much more colorful. The fact that they're transparent in certain places makes it easier for vending machines to read them. The ones in Australia, I don't know if Canada does this or not, the ones in Australia are notched on the edge so that visually challenged people know what denomination it is. The more notches they have, the lower the value. So you can't have somebody take a $1 note and try and turn it into a $10 note because it works backwards. The more notches you cut, the less the note is worth.
Well, I think people need to take a step back and stop looking at the COVID-19. I think they start looking at what's happening around the COVID-19, what they're coming up with, vaccines and stuff. And I'm sorry to say it, but I think Dustin's going to get he'll be in line. He'll be in the first person in line to get a vaccine. And that scares the hell out of me because I really believe and trust in Dustin when he calls up. Up and until this COVID-19 came out, I got ticked off if I didn't get the radio on in time to hear Dustin in New Jersey. But right now, he's just not sounding like somebody I want to hear anymore, simply because he's missing the big picture. The big picture is if he has any knowledge whatsoever, and I'm sure you do, this is an NWO takeover, and they can't turn it back. They can't turn it back. No matter how much truth gets out, they can't turn it back because they went on it. Everybody thinks this is some sort of exercise for the big pandemic, and it's not. It's not an exercise for the big pandemic. This is the big pandemic, and that's why we're all still in our houses and nobody's coming out. And it's getting close to that. I do believe that we're about to see some whole bunch of, let's call it BS, is about to happen. But they've already been moving troop movements around the country and stuff. And everybody's trying to say, no, that's just normal stuff. But no, it's all over the place. So, I mean, people need to really start.
Yeah, Andy, we're going to have to let you go. We got to take a break for commercial. The phone lines are loaded up. We'll be right back.
What would would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company? And it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks.
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive. Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EazeOff.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. EaseOff LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight. Women and children alike.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. The phone lines are absolutely full. That's why you can't get through right now. So let's clear a few more phone calls. Miles in Maine, hello. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, aloha, Michael. You know, Doomsday Dustin's blowing me away, too. You know what I mean? I mean, the guy is just blowing me 20 to 23 minutes of this nonsense. That be afraid of a less than 1% virus, but chemtrails don't exist. Hey, you ever hear of Clifford Carnicom? I know you have, Michael.
Yeah.
Michael?
Yes, you're on the air.
Would you say Clifford Carnicom's research is faulty?
I would have to basically come to that conclusion here because I don't think – I think this chemtrails is sort of like along the lines of the claims that the Apollo moon landings didn't really happen. It's being put out there to try and make us look like we're a bunch of kooks so that the American people –
How about over the past decade, the independent research done about the aluminum and various other chemicals that come out of those chemtrails? Is that just – I mean, I'm asking.
Do you know how much? Do you know how really Miles? Do you know how much research, quote unquote, research, was put forward to prove that the Apollo landings didn't happen? And then all of a sudden, you had spacecraft from other nations, some of whom are not really our friends, imaged all of the Apollo landing sites.
Okay, let's skip the chemtrails. What about what Fauci himself said is that there'll be now he's revised his numbers from 2 million. 60,000 might die. What about that?
Well, like I said earlier in the show,
my
opinion on that is they may have set the numbers very, very high at the beginning so that when the real numbers came in much lower, they could take a victory lap.
Well, you know, I still think Doomsday Dustin has taken 20 to 23 minutes on trying to scare the hell out of people. And, you know, it's just ridiculous. I looked across the board. You look at these states, you know, some of the states I see, and like Fauci even said, none of them have even a 1% yet. I mean, some of them have 0.009%, and we're running around here and Doomsday Dustin thinks it's okay to shut down the economy and put everybody in gloves and masks and shut it all down. I think it's nonsense, Michael, and I'm surprised you wouldn't.
Well, I'll tell you when Claire and I go out.
Show.
All right, thank you very much. And we're going to switch over to W in Texas. Aloha, W. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yes, Mike. I want to talk about Biden and the idea that I think it's kind of presumptuous just to assume he's going to automatically even be the nominee because I understand, at least the last couple of elections, the vice president is not picked until after the convention. Is that right? Is that typically how it works?
Generally, well, no. Actually, because the presumptive front runner will pick a running mate. In fact, there have been a couple of conventions where some of the candidates already have running mates, and they'll take the stage together when they win the nomination.
Okay, well, I guess I'm saying that, too, because obviously, I mean, everybody is noticing Biden's situation, mental clarity, even like Joe Rogan, you know, the biggest podcast in the world, who's kind of middle of the road, who supported Bernie Sanders, now says that he's not going to support Biden. He would rather, you know, support Trump. So I guess I'm saying that to say because the superdelegates will actually make that decision. And, you know, as crazy as this nomination process has been, this primary process has been, they could literally pick a totally different candidate, you know, out of the clear blue sky, whoever that may be. So I think it's kind of early. I mean, it makes sense to, you know, consider what type of VP he may have, but I just don't, it's a 50% chance he will not be the nominee. I mean, I think it's that.
I agree.
It's that easy to say.
Agree.
Yeah, so that's what I
agree.
Say. Thank you.
Now, of course, they're trying to maintain the image that the voters in the primary are still picking the nominee. But you're absolutely right. It's with all the machinations and the election fraud and everything going on. It's all machine politics here. And like I said, I'm still expecting Hillary to try and end run to get that nomination. And if she gets it, you know, the cheating that we saw in 2016 will look like a summer picnic compared to what's going to happen this coming November. She wants that Oval Office more than life itself at this point.
Yep, it's going to be interesting. Thank you.
All right, thank you. And we're going to switch over to Steve in Riverside. Aloha, Steve. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Are you there? Yeah,
yes,
I just got a noise.
Here.
Okay. Yeah, okay, fine. Have you seen David
Steve?
Ike's?
Steve?
Yeah, okay.
Steve,
hold
I got to put you on hold. Don't hang up. We'll be back after these few words.
Yeah. You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It happens more often than we can imagine. In my case, I was sitting at home, and out of nowhere, I just started feeling uncomfortable. Then it got worse, and I started perspiring. I tried to ignore it, but I waited too long. The chest pain came as we were driving to the hospital emergency. I felt my life clock begin to tick. I barely survived. There was lots of damage done to my heart. What do I do now? I was lucky. I took a leap of faith and tried a 7-herb formula with hawthorn, garlic, cayenne, and more called Extendivite. Herbs have been used for thousands of years to keep us healthy. If you're not using Extendivite as a preventative supplement, maybe it's time to start. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
How would you like to earn an extra $10,000 or more a month from the comfort of your home? We show you how to win with a home-based business opportunity. This could be one of the best financial decisions you ever make. Work from home, full-time or part-time. Plus, you'll never have to talk to anyone. Our professional sales team closes all your sales for you, and you keep 70% of all the sales made. You could be earning money while you're sleeping, shopping, working out, wherever you are, day or night. Our system goes to work for you. You can make a great income without any special computer skills or sales training. Plus, you get paid fast, within just 24 to 48 hours after our professional sales team closes a sale for you. Let us help you eliminate your financial concerns. You could be earning enough money to pay off debt, buy a house, a car, or whatever the case may be. We've got you covered. If you'd like to add an extra $10,000 or more a month to your portfolio, and you would like to know exactly what we're doing and how we're doing it, go now to www.getstartedwithus.com. That's www.getstartedwithus.com. Again, that's www.getstartedwithus.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking with Steve in Riverside. And Steve, if you could just start over and tell us what you're thinking.
Mike, about 4 days ago, David Icke did a video on the coronavirus or this COVID-19, and with an interview with London Steele. I watched it then. It's been banned by YouTube and some of the other places, but it's a two-hour interview backed up by two doctors that he's got, at least in the original version of it. He was followed up with two doctors, an Andrew Kaufman and a Cohen. And I can't paraphrase all he's going to say because it's a little long to do it, 2 hours in a few conversation. But basically, what he's saying is the PCR test that's being used to judge this thing, as you know about, I don't know if you know about it, but anyway, the PCR test is totally unreliable, has so many false positives it shouldn't ever be used, and it... It can be manipulated any way they want to on the thing. So that's the first thing. Then, so that's how they're getting all these rising death tolls, or not rising, more and more people test positive for coronavirus or COVID-19 or whatever you want to call it now, then about the death tolls. What he's saying is that anybody, and you can see this all the time on the internet, the guy is 85 years old, he's got cancer or two other morbidities, and he dies. But he tested positive. As soon as you go in the hospital, they test you for the PCR test. And if you're positive, and if you die, they say you've died of that. That's how they're getting the soaring rates of death in places like Italy. He says if you look at the death tolls from these places, the overall death in places, he didn't cover the United States, but he covered England and Italy, he says they haven't risen at all. So all they've done on this is reclassify deaths that were from something else as to be caused by COVID-19. Now, it would be, the website has done 4 million views, and then they shut it down on YouTube, but you can still look at it if you go to David Icke's website or you go to London Real's website directly. Most of it is still up. Sorry, Dustin. It is a hoax, if a very elaborate one. Go ahead.
Well,
what do you
again,
think, Mike?
You know, there is a virus out there. It's making people sick, and it is killing some of the people out there. But on the other hand, there is absolutely no doubt in my mind that the numbers are being inflated, that the hysteria is being deliberately fanned up. And, yeah, sadly, Dustin has sort of drunk the Kool-Aid on this one. But, you know, let's not forget the precautionary principle. I mean, when Claire and I go out, we wear masks and we wear gloves, you know, to go to the store here, just in case. And there's part of me that feels a little silly, you know, wearing the mask and the gloves and everything. But on the other hand, there's that little voice in the back of my head saying, you know, there is something out there and you don't want to get any, you know, you don't want to catch it because it's putting people in the hospital. And I don't like being in the hospital. And of course, we're also having the regular seasonal flu make the rounds right now. And the use of the masks and gloves and social distancing is going to help protect you from that as well.
Yeah, but Trump said, remember in the beginning, Trump said it's just like the flu. And the flu has worked up more deaths than this anyway. Here in Riverside, they passed they did the thing and said if you're out in the street without the mask, they would stop you and arrest you. And the local police refused to go along with it, as I understand. You know, $1,000 fine or something like that. But at least the police here have a little testicles. But the whole thing is being so hyped. I've never seen anything like this hyped. And it is, you know, if I don't know how Dustin is getting his paycheck, but if he doesn't have it, there's not going to be anybody having a job. Anyway, Mike, okay, that's pretty much all I wanted to say. It's, if anybody, yeah.
Oh, well,
everybody
thank you for the phone call then. And
yeah.
We're going to switch over to JD in Idaho. Aloha, JD. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind? JD, are you there?
You know, I just wanted to bring this one quote up by Ben Franklin. Probably a lot of people know which one I'm going to read. He says, "Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety." And I think that's it in a nutshell. And by the way, from some of the research that I've done, viruses, doctors and biology students have not been taught the true nature of a virus. A virus is not living. It doesn't have a nucleus. It cannot be contracted through contact. It cannot. A virus is produced from our cells, and it acts as a solvent to get rid of toxins. Now, that's a huge revelation, and of course, as, what was it, George Orwell said, Eric Blair, MI6, England, he said, in times of eternal deceit, speaking the truth is a revolutionary act. So, I mean, I think that's pretty much it in a nutshell. Thanks for the show. Bye-bye.
All right, well, thank you very much. We're going to switch over to Tom in Utah. Hello, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
As long as I can keep you ignorant, I can keep you deluded and dependent. And that's what's happening right now. And you know what bothers me? You know, I'm pushing 80. And for 40 years of my life, I've had to be responsible for that area of science we call zoonosis. The grand reservoir of disease is out there. It doesn't take a shower, doesn't use a flush toilet, doesn't wash its hands, yet we'll drag its cadavers into our morgue and then wonder why we end up with the infections that ride in them, but don't take them down because of their kind of their natural protection against these organisms. By the way, the previous caller was right. Viruses are inanimate. They have to be vectored or vehicled by bacteria. So you can't really contract a virus unless you contract the bacteria in the process. The bacteria has to be the boat that's loaded with mines or hand grenades. Those hand grenades or mines are the viruses. But you can't get the virus anywhere without the boat that has a flagelli or a propeller or impeller or multiple impellers. And you know what's funny? When I look in the microscope and I see 20 bacteria, which is the allowable limit of coliform bacteria in a freshly pasteurized milk, and I know I'm going to offend people this way, but there's 20,000 organisms allowed in a gram of milk. Well, within those 20,000, let's say they're staph or strep or E. coli, there is at least 20 virus particles in there. So the way you get the virus particle into you, it's not through air, because these boats don't float. And they don't float in the air. They have to be floated in fat or fleshy or tissue or even milk. I hate to say that. I'm an old ex-dairyman, by the way. That was part of my responsibility, was to take my milk samples to the state lab and see if I could meet the criteria so I could sell that milk. And if it had more than 20,000 organisms per gram, it had to be sold off for dairy, I mean for cream or ice cream or cheese or butter. So the filthier milk, the more virally loaded milk ended up in those products that never get sterilized and you put them in your mouth. So these people know what I know, and I really feel bad that my fellows, because most of them are dead, are not out there speaking to this fact that it's not air to air, it's not contact, it's blood to blood, fat to fat, tissue to tissue transfer. But nobody's told that. But see, the boys on the top, they understand it. They understand the bell curve that usually occurs when a virus shows up or a new mutant or a novel organism shows up. And then it's going to multiply not out there in the air, not on the surface, but within the livestock and fauna. And then you are, you know, dumbly picking that tissue into your kitchen or into your morgue. And you handle it without gloves, like a stupid, stupid pathologist or a stupid physician. You know what really bothers me is they never tell the mothers and the family members, when you're going to pull a cadaver out of your refrigerator, don't do it with naked hands, or don't do it just washing your hands with soap and water, because by the time you grab that bloody tissue, that virus and the bacteria that's carrying it already have a chance to get hidden in the crevices of your fingerprint or palm print, and then when you go to touch your mouth or hands, or if you're a woman going to the ladies' room, then you are going to transfer those organisms, the bacteria, vectoring the viruses into you. Now, they may not express themselves well in you, but if you're a mother and you put your breast in the mouth of your baby, those bacteria and those viruses, particularly the viruses, are going to find their way through to your infant, and they, as you're helping to take care of your parents or grandparents, the elderly folks, because their immune system is not as tough as yours is, they will succumb. And it's actually a war of numbers. And the number of particles transferred through air or droplets or atomized is only within the dozens. But when you're handling, for example, a glass of milk, 1 gram of that milk will move 20 times 20 particles of the virus. And when you overwhelm your immune system with the thousands of particles that you infuse, when you're consuming or handling the raw bloody material, like a stupid physician, that's when you run the problem and you introduce the illness into the human family. And that's all I got to tell you. I'm just offended that my fellows are not opening their mouths. You know, I labored up at Petaluma, had to deal with the infections in the fish, or labor down at White Sands, dealing with the military's desire to understand what's in the fauna and in the fauna. You know, the wild animals, so they don't end up sending their military men without knowing ahead of time what they're being exposed to. Anyway, the reality is, Mike, it's not in the air. It's not on plastic. It's in the back wall of Walmart. And yet, as long as we're stupid enough to take the bullshit, you know, from these characters that are not even doctors, they're not even pathologists. They're just politicians riding on an opportunity because we are so freaking ignorant.
Well, this is the first time I've heard that viruses needed bacteria to be infectious, and I'm not sure that I'm ready to buy into that one as well.
You know what?
When you cough, sneeze, or talk,
lie. The lab does not lie, but the liars figure. And as long as they can keep you ignorant, they keep you sick and dependent. They keep you scared.
Well, Tom, all right. Well, Tom, thank you for the information, and we're going to let you go and switch over to Chris in Clearwater. Hello, Chris. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
PCR test that was just brought up. There's Celia Farber, who interviewed one of the two inventors, Terry Mullis. I mentioned him before, and I won't go all into that, but he's one of the two inventors and won the Nobel Prize for the PCR test in 1993. Celia Farber conducted many interviews before his death last year in August, which might be suspicious. I don't know. Just bear in mind that over 100 microbiologists have died under suspicious circumstances over the last 20 years. And that's in addition to the doctors, mostly complementary alternative integrative, that have died under suspicious circumstances in recent years. It's been documented at healthnutnews.com by Aaron Elizabeth. This article that was just issued 2 days ago was by Celia Farber. It's entitled "The Corona Simulation Machine: Why the Inventor of the Corona Test Would Have Warned Us Not to Use It to Detect the Virus." And I wanted to bring your attention to that very long article, very comprehensive. And Tony Fauci, if you hadn't noticed, he said that he hopes we don't get to herd immunity. Translation is that he hopes that a vaccine will come out for mass vaccination, I infer. And now, have you seen that 2 days ago that Minnesota Senator Dr. Scott Jensen was interviewed by the reporter from KXJB, Chris Berg?
No, I didn't see that.
Well, he refers to the 7-page document from CDC, and the title of which you can find on Twitter from the reporter, Chris Berg, is the title is "Shocking: Minnesota Senator and Dr. Scott Jensen Said That He Received a 7-page Document from Minnesota Health Department to Fill Out Death Certificates with a Diagnosis of COVID-19, Whether the Person Actually Died from COVID-19 or Not." So that CDC document is on their website at that
link.
Yeah, and also on Facebook is the interviewee, Minnesota Senator Dr. Scott Jensen. And that goes into the detail of what I just explained. So, I want everyone to know, I think the foundational point is to make that the PCR test, or also known as RT-PCR, reverse transcriptase polymerase chain reaction, is not reliable, and it just measures fragments of DNA and RNA. So, if you might have cleared the virus or come in contact with fragments, then you might come up positive. And that's, it's like the difference between intelligence and war. You want to know the difference between a battleship and wreckage of an enemy battleship.
Okay, well, Chris, we're going to have to let you go. We're coming up on another commercial break in the last segment of our program. One thing that concerns me is the PCR test will show positive for any coronavirus, which means if you have a coronavirus like the one that causes the common cold, it'll come up positive. We got to take a break for commercial. Back with the last segment of today's program after these few words.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
The Republic Broadcasting Network, late night premiere show of Red Pill Hardcore, is hosted by activists that want to hear from you, the listeners, so that you can get involved in the activism. Please call in at 800-313-9443 at 10 p.m. to enter the discussion. To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the Red Pill.
When all this twisted steel was swept away, did these remaining holes reveal what really happened? What really happened?
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today. We're going to go back to the phones to Fred in Iowa. Aloha, Fred. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
First of all,
Mike, I want to apologize for the way I talked to you a couple of weeks ago. You're married to a Christian, and I gave a very bad example of a Christian. The next thing is, I do not fault you and Claire for wearing a mask and gloves, because you're getting up in age and you're more susceptible to even the flu. All right?
Yes, thank
you. I belong to an organization. I belong to a movement. I belong to a church that has had the health message for over 150 years. I haven't taken even an aspirin in 6 years. Now, I'm a vegetarian, and it was difficult to start with. But food is your medicine, and medicine is food. And I do most of my own cooking. I rarely eat out. And I'm 82 years old, but I probably have an immune system equal to a 40 or 50 year old. And I can say, and especially declare, read the word. And God bless you both. Have a good day. Bye bye.
Well, thank you very much. Thank you very much for the kind words. Thank you very much for the apology. Although, to be honest, I don't remember what it was you said. I tend not to hang on to that sort of a thing. So we're going to let you go. The phone lines are open, and I'm going to actually try and squeeze some real news in here before the end of our program here. Now, Attorney General Bill Barr is out there denouncing China, saying it's America's biggest threat. And he says the danger posed by the communist country is very serious amid escalating tensions with Beijing over the coronavirus pandemic. Well, again, we're less than certain as to exactly where this thing emerged. For one thing, there are only three strains of coronavirus in China. There are five in the United States. And a genomic study has shown that most of the coronavirus that is in the United States actually came from Europe. So it's a little bit less than known exactly what happened. Now, we know that there is that BSL-4 lab in Wuhan. We know they had some kind of an incident where they were basically harvesting bats for the viruses that are inside. Bats are like virus generators, and there's a lot of research being done to look at those viruses and see if they can be weaponized. And maybe somebody dropped a test tube. I certainly don't think that this was released deliberately by anybody. I could be wrong. But that's my conclusion at this particular point, that it was an accident. And it's a reminder that we shouldn't really be playing with these things anyway. Okay, there's the music. It's time for me to get out of here and get something useful done with the rest of the day. Stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. I think starting tomorrow, we're going to try and limit the phone calls a little bit so I can get more news in, and let's chit-chat. So sort of plan your phone calls ahead to be short, concise. Anyway, spread the word of RBN, spread the word of whatreallyhappened.com. Please donate. I need a new server. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cyber crimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking, You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With PatriotInternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, PatriotInternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from PatriotInternet.com. Visit PatriotInternet.com today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.